Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, your children could soon be coming home with un petit peu de français, or Spanish, or German, as a new initiative is introduced, introducing the teaching of foreign languages to national schools. The pilot project will run in over 100 primary and special schools, and it will be aimed at 3rd to 6th class students. Minister for Education Norma Foley has invited expressions of interest from schools who can choose either a foreign language or Irish Sign Language to teach. So how important is the initiative? How effective will it be in improving language skills among our children? Well, Pádraig O'Dea is Deputy Dean of the DCU Institute of Education and he joins us now to discuss it. And thank you, Pádraig, for taking the time to speak to us this evening. It is a pilot project. How exactly will it work and how many people can get involved?
Yes, Sarah, it's a pilot project. It's described as a six-week sampler module for students from 3rd to 6th class. So it's an hour a week for 6 weeks. So it's very much a taster. 100 schools can apply for it. And it'll take place in the next academic year between now and Christmas in the latter half of the first term. So it's a small initiative, and I think the Department of Education hopes to learn from it and hopefully then to broaden the exposure to foreign languages for primary school children in the future.
I mentioned French, Spanish and German. Will other languages be offered?
Yeah, so according to the information from the department, the initiative has been supported by the Post-Primary Language Initiative, and they would deal with, I suppose the four main languages we think about. It would be French, German, Spanish and Italian, but also Chinese, Korean, Japanese, Polish, Lithuanian, Portuguese, Romanian and Russian, so and Irish Sign Language. So I think schools have the option to opt for any of those languages and get support for that. And then it's up to the schools, then they can identify somebody from the community, or they may access support from a teacher or a language assistant in a post-primary school in their locality. So that's how the scheme will operate in terms of the language
choice.
The
funding that they'll get then is to pay the teacher effectively, is it?
It seems to be. There's the entire budget, the total budget is 200,000, and it's, if there's one class in the school involved, it's €400, and then 600 for two, 800 for three, and 1,000 for four classes. So I suppose if you had a school where you had one of each of 3rd, 4th, 5th and 6th class, you might have those four classes involved. Or perhaps with some of the larger urban schools, you might have 12 classes where you had three of each, Schools will have different ways. But the department will seek to have a spread of schools. So those, I suppose, in different types of areas, those with immigrant populations, those with, social mix and so on. And rural and urban and all that. So that'll be part of the mix in the 100 schools.
And I wonder, do you know why the decision was made to limit it to 3rd to 6th classes? We hear an awful lot about younger children. The younger children are, the more receptive they are to learning new languages. So why not start with infants?
Yeah, well, I suppose on that, younger is so often described that younger is better, but it needs to be added with the caveat, it depends really. So younger is better if the students are exposed to large amounts of the target language. So typically, we'll say in your Irish medium school, in your Gaelic school, the students learn everything through the medium of Irish, particularly in those first 2 years, and then it's everything bar English. So they get loads of exposure, and that mimics how they learn their first language, and that works really well. But, the evidence internationally is that if it's just an hour a week, or in this case, it's only 6 hours, it's not easier. Younger isn't better, actually. That older is better when it comes to those type of more formal situations where the input is minimum. And it's a bit like, I suppose, having, if you think of maybe the mini car versus the Rolls Royce, that 5-litre engine in the Rolls Royce has so much more power, and the older learner, the brain development is taking place by the time learners are 12 and 13, and they've far much more power, So if you're only given a little bit, older is actually more effective and better.
I understand your point, absolutely. I'm sure, Pádraig, there's lots of parents who would love to have this facility in their school, in their child's school, to have their children exposed and get access to different languages. And I just wonder, not to be critical about it, but is this a little unambitious, do you think, what we're talking about doing here, 100 primary schools and special education for special schools for 6 weeks? You know, what do we need a pilot to know that this is something that should be done?
Well, I think it's quite modest, I suppose, to put it that way. But as long as it's part of, I suppose, a more ambitious plan, I think it's to be welcome. And I think there's a lot to be learned. We do have a lot of evidence, has to be said, we did have a modern languages initiative in primary schools previously from 1998 till 2012. And, you know, there's research reports, and that was very well researched and so on. So we know a lot about that.
And what happened to that?
Well, it was unfortunately a victim of the cuts following the economic crash. So we had about 546 schools, I think, in total at the end. And so some of the learning from that was that it was very popular with the children, and very, I think, it was very effective in terms of raising language awareness. Some of the weaknesses would have been the continuity into post-primary. So my son or daughter might have been learning Italian, but there was no Italian then when they went on to post-primary. Mm-hmm. And that would be kind of the evidence from the UK as well for their languages in primary school as well, that you need to build in that continuity and that transfer as part of your planning. So I think these are some of the lessons that can be learned from this modest pilot initiative.
Gosh, I didn't know that we cut foreign language teaching from our primary schools as a result of the recession.
Yeah, well, it was available in fifth and sixth class. Some of it was dependent on peripatetic teachers, that is teachers who came into the school who weren't part of the school staff. And the more successful, I suppose, examples tended to be where a class teacher had skills in the target language, in the foreign language, and was teaching it. And I suppose that's really an area, you know, my own area, I suppose, is teacher education in DCU. But that's an area that we're not currently addressing, that I think you would need to address for the future, is upskilling primary school teachers and student teachers so that they can teach a foreign language.
Yeah, it's a bit of a vicious cycle, isn't it? Because children aren't getting access to it at a young age. You have primary school teachers then training who have no experience in the language at all, starting from scratch at a much older age.
Yeah, and I suppose it's fair to say that the cultural diversity and mix in the country has moved on a lot in the last 20 years. So whereas we might have been focused on those four named European languages, now, you know, Polish and Lithuanian, you know, would be spoken by a lot of students at home. So how are we catering for them? So I think the agenda has moved on a bit as well. And I think it's important in terms of the whole integration and understanding, you know, for pupils to understand their fellow pupils that, oh, actually you speak a different language at home, and learning about that. And our primary language curriculum does build that in and a greater awareness of other languages, and trying to validate and value the home languages of our students.
What then of the decision to offer sign language as an option instead of a foreign language? What do you think of that?
Yeah, and again, I think that's important for inclusion in society. Irish Sign Language gained official recognition in 2017, and, you know, I think all of us who watch the COVID updates on TV will be struck by the Irish Sign Language interpretation that's taking place in the background, which is a really important support for people who are deaf or hard of hearing, to have that support for them. So again, I think in terms of inclusion, and I suppose in a sort of sampler module, it's ideal if probably the children won't get communication skills, but they might get some phrases in Irish Sign Language, maybe to applaud, how to say hello and various things. And I think it helps to raise awareness about different people in our society.
All right, Pádraig, thank you very much for joining us, and hopefully it will be a success, and hopefully it will be widened beyond the 100 primary schools, because as I say, I think a lot of parents and children would really welcome the opportunity. Thank you for talking us through it. That's Pádraig O'Dea, who's Deputy Dean of the DCU Institute of Education.